Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome. And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Got a great show for you today. Our old buddy Jerry Stewart, America's favorite Americana historian, will have the entire show to himself today. We'll have a lot to talk about, so we're going to get right to that as soon as Jerry calls in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you
Thank
can
you
get the most
by.
Accurate business
We're about
valuation.
Two and a half minutes
Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Temperatures rise in the summer, but your cooling bill doesn't have to. The folks from Green ID will explain ways to save money cooling your house. Another way to cool off is around the pool, but that means watching your kids around water. The Arizona story of the German POW camp during World War II and the Great Escape. Plus, your home improvement questions? Always welcome.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQ&A.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, The Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Merritt Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. D-backs host the LA Dodgers Tuesday at 6, Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, whenever we have a patriotic holiday coming up, like the 4th of July, of course, it's Independence Day, we love to talk to Jerry Stewart, America's favorite Americana historian. We have him on the line. How you doing, Jerry?
Doing good. How about you?
It is great to hear that voice again because we are carrying your very special patriotic program, The Song of Freedom, coming up at 2 o'clock on the 4th of July.
So, thank you so very much.
Oh, we are so glad to do that. And you have quite a background to tell us about the production of that special program. Where do you want to start?
Well, you know, every year when I sit down to do a program for the 4th of July, I try to make it something that's not just stories, but that it has some sort of a bigger story to tell. And so I was thinking about how when I was a young boy, I remember in the first grade, I had a teacher, her name was Miss Harris, and she would have us thing. That's back when, you know, you could talk about God and we even prayed in elementary schools and such. Anyway, she would have us sing various of the patriotic songs, America, God Bless America, those songs. And then she would talk about some of the history of our country. And then she would say, did you know, boys and girls, that we are all part of the history, not just George Washington, not just Thomas Jefferson, not just famous people in history, but we all are a part of the history of our America. And they said, you know, if you think about it, she would say, our history is like a song. And people write songs and they talk about the different verses and what's happened in our country. And she said, each of you, boys and girls, will have a verse in the Song of America. And so I thought, you know, let's think about that. Let's be proud. Let's be happy and enthusiastic that we're once again celebrating the birthday of the greatest nation in the world. But let's ask ourselves the question, if they were going to write a verse about me, about my Song of America, mm-hmm. what would it say? And we all go, oops, let me think about that. And so that's really what the program is all about. It's about looking at others while we're looking at ourselves. And I just think that's a great idea, don't you?
Well, absolutely. Not only that, Jerry, but as we talked about for your Memorial Day program several weeks ago, people think about Memorial Day, a lot of them just as a day off when they don't think about why we have that. Mm. Well, as people are setting off fireworks and barbecuing on the 4th of July, it pays to remember why we celebrate this day.
Boy, you're not kidding. And when you go back, I can tell you, it wasn't until about 1997 that someone asked me something about being a patriot. And I said, yeah, I'm a patriot and I've always loved America. And I really believed that I really kind of knew the story of our country. And somebody gave me a book, and it was a book written by a couple of guys that were just did a fantastic job. And I started reading, for example, I started reading the day that the Declaration of Independence was passed and how they got the word out to the people, and that the people in the community and out on the streets, they're hooraying. They're doing a lot of what we do now on the 4th of July. Many, many people were anxious to see our country be a free nation and not be under British rule. But then when they talked about how they went inside to this place that we now call the Freedom Hall, and the 56 signers were there, mm-hmm. and, you know, they were pretty somber because they realized that they were doing something that was very dangerous. And not just for them, but for their families and for our nation. Because at that time, the British Empire was the strongest military force in the world. And here you are saying, nope, we don't want to be under you guys anymore. Move along. And, of course, the Brits aren't going to do that. And so when you think about when they talked about how, you know, that last part of the Declaration of Independence, you know, where they talk about giving their lives, their fortune, you know, everything that they have for the cause of freedom, I have to ask myself, if that was laid in front of us today, how many of us would stand up and say, for my freedom, for my whatever I might have in possessions, for everything and whatever it is, I'm willing to put all of that on the line for something that I believe enough in. And I'll tell you, when I read that story really for the first time in 1997, I remember sitting in my office and crying and realizing that it wasn't just a few guys that got together in the pub and decided to come up with some crazy idea. It was really sober, successful men who had a lot to lose. And they put it all on the line. And that's reason for us to be successful and to be excited and enthusiastic and to be celebrating. But it's reason for us to take the day seriously, right?
Absolutely. And speaking of putting it all on the line, Jerry, since the last time you and I talked on the air, I understand you and Kelly went to the D-Day Memorial in Bedford, correct?
Wow. You know, that was really something. I did not know that place in all its magnificence existed. It's in Virginia, and it's close to a city named Bedford, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And the reason that it's there is because that was the city that more young men died on the beaches of D-Day that day than any other city in the United States. They had 21 young boys that were killed that day, and they were a town of only a few thousand people.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided when they built that monument in, I think it was 2001, that they would build it there, and it looks like a, it's almost like a, it's an outdoor football stadium. It looks like a place you could have a great concert, but they've built it in such a way is that it looks, you're looking at a view of the men that are coming in on those small boats,
mm-hmm.
and the front of the boat is going down, and at the top, which would have represented the cliffs where the Germans were, you have the Germans with their machine guns, and they've designed the fountains to where as the water is shooting up in little spurts out of the water, it looks like bullets hitting the water. And they have statues of men that are lying, you know, that have been wounded and that they're trying to make their way up. And we were there on that very day that around here and, of course, in Normandy, we were celebrating the 75th year, and we got a chance to meet those few remaining men from 1944 that were there. And they had a number of other military World War II vets, and then they had men and women who are in military now dressed in all of their regalia with their really shiny shoes,
mm-hmm.
escorting the people around. And it was a proud, proud moment, and a sobering moment at the same time, because they, you know, I've read, you know, I've done so many stories of those who have served, and that day was a horrific day, and so horrific that Eisenhower actually wrote two press releases that day when the war, when they first started the battle. He wrote one press release talking about the success of that day, and he wrote a second press release talking about the failure of that day. They had no idea what was going to happen. And 9,000 young men from not just America, but from Canada and Australia and the Brits were killed that day on that beach,
yeah.
just trying to find a safe place to hide down. And they were just, and they did it. And they did it for us. And so I just, boy, you get me wound up and I can't hardly stop. It's just so unbelievable and so powerful. And we need to take it serious. We really, really do.
Jerry, on the on D-Day on June the 6th, we were watching, of course, network newscasts about the 75th anniversary and the cemeteries that they were shooting a video at. One of the reporters, and I didn't know this, one of the reporters said that in those cemeteries around Normandy, all of the gravestones, all of those white crosses, they face America.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Oh, I did not know that. I did not know that either. But, you know, there's thousands upon thousands. And interestingly enough, 2 years after the war, the United States military came to all the families of all those who were buried there.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we will take your person out of their grave there, and we'll bring them to America and let them be buried wherever you want in America.
Hmm.
And all but just a few said, nope, leave them there. That's where they died. That's where they were given all that they had for a better life, not just for America, because at that time France was under the control of the Germans. Paris had been overrun.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until Normandy that France got their freedom. And so it's very interesting when you see all of that, and when you see the it's just we were able to go into the museum there and see so many of the films, and we had been to France one time before, but it really makes me want to go back again. But did you know it's very interesting, as I was looking around my program, I started thinking about the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence. Now, when you look at the pictures, doesn't it look like that they're just a bunch of old guys?
With quill pens.
Yeah, and those little powdery wigs. I don't know if they could have gotten me to wear one of those things. but you look and you think, well, you know, these very distinguished fellows, but you think about that they were older gentlemen. And, you know, the truth is, the youngest man there, Edward Rutledge, he was only 26 years old. And I just never thought about that. You know, young men were there. And the oldest one that was there was Benjamin Franklin. He was 70 years old. And so I started kind of looking at, you know, sort of who was there. And are you familiar with any of the folks? Mention a couple of them that you might know that were there and signed the Declaration. I'm not putting you on the spot, but we know at least one, right?
I'm going to say Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, absolutely. He was there. And, of course, John Hancock was there.
Wasn't Benjamin Franklin there, too?
Benjamin Franklin was there. Yep, he was there. And so, you know, there was a lot of soon-to-be very famous people there. But you wonder, you know, where did the people sort of, you know, come from? What walks of life, you know, did they come from? And how did they happen to be there? Well, of course, keep in mind there was 13 colonies, mm-hmm. and they had people there from each colony, and they were going to decide, you know, whether this thing was going to go forward or not. But when's the last time that you actually looked at the signatures on that document? For me, until I started doing these studies and studying history, I don't think I looked at them a half a dozen times my whole life.
Yeah.
And so what I did was that I, you know, just kind of looking and seeing who these fellows were. And as it turns out, of the 56, it was about 24 were lawyers. There were merchants. There were farmers. There were ministers. There were teachers. So when they all came together, they came from, you know, various walks of life. And the interesting thing is when you look at their signatures, of course, first of all, I love to tell the story of how John Hancock came to sign so big. It's because he was a well-known enough person by the king that he remarked after he signed his name, I guess the king should be able to read this even without his glasses. I mean, you think about that. That is really cool.
Very practical.
Very practical and very courageous.
Yeah.
Knowing that the king had already said, buddies, you sign that document, you sign anything to take the Brits out of the picture, and I'm going to hang you. It's treason. And so then you go a little further and you look down about four names below him, and there's a fellow by the name of Charles Carroll. Now, Charles Carroll, evidently, back at that time, Charles Carroll was a very common name. And so the way the story goes is that somebody said, well, if they come after all of us, Charles, you're safe. Because they won't even know who you are.
Oh, sure.
So what does he do? He puts his name and then he puts his address.
Oh.
His address is listed right there on the Declaration of Independence. He said, come and get me.
How about that?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So people were just making, you know, so many brave and courageous statements, knowing that it was not going to be a party. And you go through there and you look at one fellow, Carter Braxton. He was a very wealthy man. And his ships were taken over by the British Navy, and he was forced to sell his home, sell his properties to pay his debt. And the way the story goes is that he died a pauper.
Oh.
Yeah. And some of the men, you know, their families were, well, 12, it says here in some of my notes, 12 of their houses were ransacked and burned. 5 were captured and tortured before dying. 9 fought in the Revolutionary War, and they died from their hardships from the war. There were some who lost their homes. There were some that their families were split apart. And there's the story of John Hart, which I've heard told before. Mm-hmm. And he was by his wife's bedside. She was very, very sick. And then someone came and gave him word that the British Army was coming for him. And so he had 13 children and a very, very sick wife. And he had to leave and go out into the fields and to hide. And he, according to the story, he lived in forests and caves. Mm-hmm. And when he finally was able to return back home, his wife was had passed, and his children, he couldn't find them. And the way the story goes is only a few weeks later, they say he died of a broken heart.
Oh.
Now, maybe that's a little dramatic. I don't know. But the point was that, and so then how does it come back to our song? Well, what are we going to do about the circumstances in our own country? You know, what do we stand up for? You know, what do we back up our leaders in? And I don't know. You know, some people can't even make it down the street to vote.
Yeah, indeed.
And you know, when you don't vote, don't complain, because whoever wins, you deserve it.
And too many elections are decided by those who did not vote.
Boy, you were exactly right. You know, last night I was watching. No, it was Sunday night. I was watching one of the shows. I think it was on the Fox Network. And your Republican, the one who's in charge of the Republican Party in Arizona. It's a woman. I can't think what her name is. But she was there on, and you know, just talking about the state of Arizona. Mm-hmm. And sort of, you know, what's going on, what the state is trying to accomplish. And I know even when I was there, there was a big deal about the schools. And you know, it's important for us to stand up and speak out. That's the reason that we have the First Amendment to the Constitution. But there are some that just choose to let a few just sort of, you know, lead the pack. And sometimes they're leading us just right into the wrong places, aren't they?
Indeed. Jerry, yeah. we got to cut to a break in just a minute here. But before I get to the break, I want to ask you, when you were visiting Bedford, did you say that, did I understand you correctly, that there were 21 young men just from the greater Bedford area who died?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
To a little building that they had there that's a tribute, if you will, to these 21 boys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the memorabilia from the families. It's got various things that the boys had. And I can tell you a little bit of that story when we come back, if your listeners would like to hear.
That would be good, because I'll tell you what I thought of when you said those 21 boys, all from the same area. Do you remember the classic post-war movie, The Fighting Sullivans?
Yeah.
Oh, the movie opens with the five Sullivan brothers climbing the water tower and waving at the train as it goes by every day. And the movie closes, after their ships are sunk at sea, with the five boys in their Navy uniforms as ghosts.
Wow.
Waving to the train.
Wow, and isn't that something? It's a lot like Private Ryan,
yeah,
too, isn't it? It's that same idea. But yeah,
it
was very moving. And the man that was telling us the story was someone who was there in the town when all of that was going on. And so it was very dramatic. It was really something.
Well, we're just getting started with Jerry Stewart. A whole lot more coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. More coming up with Jerry.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins,
Jerry,
or non-healing wounds
right
slow
now,
you down. They may
so
be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency.
In
symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
This is Councilman Steve Sishka. The city of Prescott is a water-smart community, and outdoor watering habits make a big difference. Please remember that time-of-day watering restrictions are in effect from April 15th through November 1st, so don't forget to water your yard between 8 at night and 8 in the morning. This saves water for Prescott and is the most efficient time to water your landscaping. Thank you for doing your part to live water-smart. For more information on water conservation, please visit www.prescottwater.com.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 227 with everybody's favorite Americana historian, patriotic show host Jerry Stewart, whose very special program, The Song of Freedom, will air here on KQ&A the 4th of July at 2 o'clock. Jerry, today is the, I believe, 143rd anniversary of George Custer and the 7th Cavalry being slaughtered by Sioux and Cheyenne Indians at the Battle of Little Bighorn. I understand that you visited a Civil War museum where your great-great-grandfather, who served in the cavalry, was remembered.
Yeah. By the way, I've been there to that battlefield where Custer was killed. And, wow, you talk about a very solemn place, and they've got their tombstones, you know, right there on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. And really quite a story. But, yes, I had known somewhere back in my past, I had known that I had a great-great-grandfather who had fought in the 2nd Virginia Cavalry mm-hmm. and in the Revolution, I'm sorry, in the Civil War. And so I just by chance, I went to the museum there in Bedford because I knew that that is where he had signed up. And I knew the name of the colonel that he signed up under. And oh my goodness gracious, I find a book that's got his name in it. And I start digging further and just finding, you know, all this information about, you know, one of my own relatives there. And, you know, by the way, they've got a statue there that's a monument to all of the men who died, fighting for the South in that battle, in that Civil War. And I asked him, I said, how in the world is that thing still standing? You know, with all the people who are going and knocking over sure. statues. And basically they said in our little small town, they said, if you come to touch our statue, you're coming for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't make any bones about it. And, you know, it is really interesting. And I know we want to get to this other little piece about the Bedford, but it is interesting how one of the things that I really try hard to do, there may be listeners that are listening right now driving down the road and say, you know, Jerry, I don't really, you know, think that everything that you're talking about, maybe we shouldn't be giving so much attention to it. Well, it's true that not everything in the world that our country has ever done has ever been always the right thing to do. I mean, we've made mistakes. There's things in our history of our country that are not exactly right. But I believe with all my heart that the only way that we can make sure that we don't fall into the same mistakes again is to be forced to remember
mm-hmm.
our history.
Mm-hmm.
And when they decide to tear up all the books, pull down all the statues, when they decide, and this is one of the reasons that I keep interviewing so many of the men from World War II as far back as I can go, is because it won't be long until they're all going to be gone.
That's
and if
right.
we don't have some hard references, interviews and such, somebody just can sit down and rewrite history and say it wasn't that way at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the, you know, that's the way it is with the Civil War. I mean, when you think about how the people in the South, honestly, if anybody wants to take the time to read, they think that the Civil War was about slavery. It wasn't really about slavery at all. It was about states' rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, of course, what Robert E. Lee's big quandary was that he did not want to be involved in a battle where he would be fighting against his own state. So he was the head of the Union forces, and he resigned and gave up his position as a general in the Union forces, and only when they begged him to go and lead the Virginia forces did he get involved with the war. And he hated that. But states' rights was very, very important. And, of course, in Bedford, being Virginia, you asked a minute ago, you said, you know, kind of what's the story behind that? Well, evidently, the way it was told to me was that there was a band of something of about 45 young men there in Bedford that were members of the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the way the draft went, those who were already serving in the National Guard were charged to stay home and to guard the nation. And evidently, sometime prior, you know, they planned that D-Day thing for well over a year. It had really been on the table for quite a long time. And they knew that they were going to need upwards to, you know, a million men to get the job done. And so they started pulling everybody, even National Guard. So here were these 45 young men, and of course not all were in, you know, ended up at that day, D-Day. But I believe there were 24, if I've got it right, 24 that day, and 21 died. And you make mention of that, of the movie. I mean, just think about how unbelievable that was. And when you walk down the streets of that town, Bedford, every lamp post has a picture of one of those young men who died.
Mm. Oh.
Up and down the street. I mean, they are extremely patriotic. So, you know, you leave the D-Day memorial and you go down to this town and you just feel like you've stepped back, you know, into a time, and these people, just good, good, solid people. The kind of people who would have been standing up, you know, for the Declaration of Independence. And here's the amazing thing. You think about when those guys signed that declaration, it wasn't just like, you know, some little, hey, let's see if we can get together and do something. The last phrase, I read this to myself a lot, just to keep reminding me. That last sentence in the Declaration of Independence says, "For the support of this declaration with firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence," saying we believe that God's going to protect us,
mm-hmm.
"we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor." Everything that a man would have, his life, his fortune, his honor, putting all of it on the line for what they believed.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Pretty powerful stuff.
Boy, I'll
but the Bedford
it
thing was very moving. That whole place was just, I mean, wow. I just went from one tear to the next.
Yeah.
As you're watching. Really,
Jerry, you mentioned the controversy in the past year over statues and things like this, reminders of perhaps a past we don't want to forget because there are lessons to be learned. In yesterday's USA Today, on the front page above the fold, was the story about Kate Smith that you and I touched on very briefly last time. And the thing, I'm not going to get into that because we could talk for an hour about that alone.
Yeah.
But for heaven's sake, that song she sang that offended people, that was 88 years ago, and it was socially acceptable then to the majority of people. It makes me wonder, what are we saying and doing today that 88 years from now will tarnish our legacy?
Oh, wow. Well, people are finding out. They're going back and looking in their yearbooks and finding out what they were doing when they were in high school.
Yeah.
And, wow, you know what? The last time I checked, there ain't anybody in the world that's ever walked this earth but Jesus Christ himself, and all the rest of us fall a million miles short.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is she is a young singer trying to sort of make her way. She may have been approached by someone that said, hey, let's record this song.
Sure.
And here she is. She might have been on contract or whatever. My own little pushback is that the opening of my program that's going to be airing for you on the 4th of July starts off with her singing God Bless America.
And how apt.
We print some copies of the document so that it could be dispersed throughout the colonies. And they supposedly they made about 200 copies. Now, now get this. In 1949, when they thought there was maybe 20 of the copies still existing, then all the way go forward to 1989, and there was a man who went to like a junk store, and he bought an old painting for $4, and inside that frame, between that painting, was a copy of the Dunlap Declaration of Independence.
Oh.
He bought it for $4, and he sold it for $8.14 million.
Isn't that something?
But he found it, and it makes you want to just, you know, go and start buying old stuff, you know, looking and seeing what you can find. But it's always fascinating, you know, the different stories. But you're exactly right, and I still believe with all my heart. I'm trying to think who the philosopher was, but he said, those who refuse to learn from the past are doomed to repeat its mistakes.
Indeed.
Doomed to repeat it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here for local and state news and weather. We'll close with this remark for this segment, Jerry. If you look on social media, a lot of people consider themselves constitutional authorities. And when you look at some of the stuff they claim, it's in the Constitution. You'll find out a lot of the things they claim are in the Constitution are actually in the Declaration of Independence, or they're in the Pledge of Allegiance, or they're on the U.S. currency, or they're in, you know, God Bless America, something like that.
No, you're exactly right. And while we're gone, have your listeners think, what is the number one pastime in America? And I'll give you a couple of tidbits when we get back.
That'll be fun to talk about. We've got more coming up with Jerry Stewart in just a few minutes. Time to take a local and state news and weather break on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com. More coming up with Jerry.
Wallach and Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach and Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach and Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
When you have to replace your transmission or engine, it's good to know Sun Valley Diesel uses Jasper quality engines and transmissions. With Jasper, you get a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. A free vehicle inspection is required. Look for money-saving coupons in your mailbox. Jasper Engines and Transmissions and Sun Valley Diesel on Long Mesa Drive in the heart of Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix vehicles for a living."
Ready to recycle Northern Arizona? Recycle with Patriot Disposal's Smart Stream Recycle Technology. How does it work? Just put everything in one bin. It's that easy. Patriot Disposal drives one truck down your street for a smaller carbon footprint. Patriot Disposal's material recovery facility separates the recyclables from the waste stream, reducing the amount of trash going into the landfill. Smart Stream Recycle Technology. Call Patriot Disposal at 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 25th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A Sierra Vista teenager has been killed after falling from the roof of an SUV.
One teen boy was riding on the roof of the vehicle of the SUV while his friend was driving it around the neighborhood. The male on top of the SUV fell off. They were basically horseplaying or behaving dangerously, entertaining themselves.
Lieutenant Sean Brownson says the teen suffered serious head trauma and was flown to Tucson, where he died a short time later. An investigation is underway, but it doesn't appear that the victim or driver were under the influence of anything. The Prescott and Humboldt Unified School District Boards meet tonight to consider budget approval.
The Prescott Board will hold a public meeting at 5 tonight in the District Office Boardroom on East Gurley Street. Meanwhile, the Humboldt Board meets in a special session at 6:30 tonight. The meeting will be held in the District Transportation Facility on Robert Road in Prescott Valley. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Increasing clouds today, partly cloudy tonight. Sunny, breezy highs in the mid-80s with overnight lows in the mid-50s. Today through Friday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny, breezy highs all week long in the mid to upper 90s with increasing clouds today, partly cloudy tonight, clearing after bedtime to a low near 60. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Please be fire safe. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at kqna.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of batteries plus bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs and save on Duracell Ultra Boat, RV, and Lawn and Garden batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information, or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:46 with everyone's favorite Americana historian, Jerry Stewart, for his nationally syndicated broadcast that will run here on KQ&A the 4th of July, Independence Day at 2 p.m. Jerry, we all remember the old TV commercial, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. There's a connection between that and your program, isn't there?
There sure is. Did you know what? Now, see, you already knew what the most popular pastime was. Of course, baseball. And, you know, we also know, what do they talk about? Who was the person who founded baseball?
Abner
Doubleday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, interestingly enough, did you know when Abner Doubleday invented baseball, it was just kind of a fluke. He was actually a cadet at West Point. And the year was 1839. And so he took some time off, went home for the summer, and evidently the games they were playing then, he didn't like the games because he didn't have rules. Mm-hmm. He was very structure-minded. He was an engineering student, and he was very engineering, very structure-minded, and he didn't like games that didn't have real solid rules. So he invented this game that later became baseball. Now, here's the interesting thing. He invented it in 39, but it wasn't until the Civil War that it really caught on, because at the camps, while the men were waiting for their orders, they would play baseball in between their marching orders. And so then when the Civil War... And he goes to San Francisco, and he invents something that becomes extremely popular called the cable car.
Oh.
Now, who even... Doubleday, who invented baseball, all because he wanted a game that could be a fun game, but it had very specific rules. Kind of like life, wouldn't you say?
I will say.
I thought, and so then after we get through, we're going to talk more about Abner during the show, but then we're going to get into a little thing called hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to get into a little thing called pink lemonade, and when you find out where those came from, you will be astounded. Truth.
Jerry, true story. Just about 2 months ago, there was a young student here in Arizona who petitioned the Arizona State Legislature, and the legislators got together and they declared officially lemonade the state drink of Arizona.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, do some digging, my friend,
mm-hmm.
and see how they came to have pink lemonade.
How interesting. And you know, we're down to about 3 minutes in the show, but I know you've also got a great story coming up in this program on the 4th of July about Jimmy Cagney's and George M. Cohan's favorite song, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Okay. Now, the Brits had written a song mocking the Yanks. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle, you know, put a feather in his hat and calls it Mac. That was not meant to be an endearing song. That was meant to be a joke song making fun of the Yanks, believe it or not. And so according to one, now some say that the event was very solemn and that the men stood by, but the Brits had to walk a line in front of the general that they were surrendering to, and when they would get to a certain spot, they had to throw their weapons down into the dirt, okay? And when they all lined up, and they were all busy throwing their rifles into the dirt, guess what song the Yanks were singing?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, nothing like just giving it to somebody by giving them their own medicine right back.
Indeed.
Isn't that something?
Jerry,
so we're going to have stories like that all through the program. And, of course, there'll be some solemn moments, too, and some serious things to be thinking about. And the thing that I really, the main thing I want to accomplish is I want us to really be able to say, okay, at this moment in time, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, if they write a verse of the Song of Freedom, the Song of America, that's related to our generation, what is it going to say? And is it going to be good or is it going to be bad? It makes me think of a song that I used to know. It was a song by a guy by the name of Keith Green. And the one verse to the song says, "Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe. And the life we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful." And that's what I pray for, man.
Indeed.
I pray for that.
And
I pray that,
that
we will walk that line that's going to be the right a verse that we want as a picture of what our own generation did.
And your special program airs right here the 4th of July at 2 o'clock. Very quickly, Jerry, tell us about your webpage with those wonderful programs that parents and grandparents can share with the kids.
It's JerryStewartUSA.com. Just go to JerryStewartUSA.com. It'll take you over to a fantastic catalog that you can even download full-length programs for less than $4 and get them immediately. Full programs. And there's so much free reading. And you can turn the kids loose. It's all G-rated.
And we will next talk to you a little before Labor Day, correct?
Yeah. God bless you, man. I really appreciate what you guys do for me. Let's get together again sometime soon.
You betcha. Thank you for being on Q&A today. Jerry Stewart, America's favorite Americana historian. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and Thursday's guest, not tomorrow's, Thursday's guests on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
As always, Jerry, wonderful. Thank
now,
you
that's not
so
my
much
idea of a fun trip, but it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Well, it's back, bigger and better than ever. It's the second annual Cornhole Tournament located at Findlay Toyota Center. Come out for cornhole, food, drinks, and heated competition presented by RED Plumbing for Prescott Area Habitat for Humanity. Entry fee is $250 per team, and it's double elimination. RSVP to RED Plumbing by July 10th. Trophies will be awarded for first through third. Stop by and check out the amazing opportunity to show off your skills and help out a great organization on August 10th. It's the second annual Cornhole Tournament presented by RED Plumbing for Prescott Area Habitat for Humanity.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, we've got Diamondbacks baseball with the Dodgers at 6 o'clock with the pregame show tonight. First pitch, 6:40, and then more Diamondbacks Dodgers tomorrow afternoon with a noon pregame show and a 12:40 first pitch. As a result, no Q&A tomorrow. So, also want to remind you that the Tuesday Night Classic at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona tonight at 7 o'clock for only $5. Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd, Ralph Bellamy, Jamie Lee Curtis, Don Ameche, Trading Places. That is your classic, and a classic it is. Join me Thursday on Q&A with my guests, Dr. Catherine Athan. She is the author of The Heart Brain. She's coming to Peregrine Books for a book talk. Also on Thursday, Lori Pruitt from the Yavapai Humane Society. Now, please stay tuned for Ben Shapiro, followed by Talk of the Town Prescott Valley, and I will be back to see you on Thursday at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.